The hour of 8 o'clock, and here at our studios, we're at 45 degrees, and I'm joined down by the Shenandoah Medical Center, SMC, and David Terry with me this morning, Director of Radiology. Good morning, David.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you this morning?
Hey, doing okay.
What a beautiful morning it is.
Yeah, a little foggy, but it's not cold.
Yeah.
Like the next couple of days are supposed to be pretty warm, too, so we'll have to take advantage of that for sure.
You bet. Get out and enjoy the outdoors, if at all possible, David, that's for sure. How are things going at Shenandoah Medical Center?
Oh, going good. Busy as ever. Typically, this time of year is our busier time of the year, so
okay,
keep on our toes.
So tell me, Director of Radiology, tell me what a Director of Radiology, tell me, is there such thing as a typical day, David?
I'm not entirely sure if there's a typical day out there, but for sure, I kind of just oversee the operations of the radiology department. Work alongside some great staff members, taking care of patients, working the books, making sure all of our numbers look correct. You know, we have a large plan ahead of us for our renovations and stuff like that. So trying to prepare for that, making sure everything's in line.
Okay.
We'd be able to be successful at that front.
How did you get into radiology in the first place, David?
I tell everybody I was up. It was my mom. It was my mom's decision.
Okay.
But my mom wanted me to go into the medical field, and I kind of found a love for, you know, the imaging and more of like a sports medicine side, and then followed the radiology onto Clarkson College.
Okay.
And, really fell in love with it from there.
Okay. So, and here you are now, these years later, and you're Director of Radiology at Shenandoah Medical Center. So, when we're talking about the radiology department, big picture, what does that do? Some of the services you offer, what all do you do at the radiology department?
Yeah, so we offer general radiography. That'll be just your typical x-rays. We offer CT, mammography, a DEXA scan, which would be bone density, ultrasound, nuclear medicine, MRI, and PET.
That sounds like a lot. to the layperson, that sounds like a lot. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yep, and we also have added quite a few different services over the past couple of years, too, with echo, being able to perform echocardiograms and stuff like that here, which has been super beneficial for our patients and for our specialty providers as well.
All right. How have you seen this impact some of your patients? Do you have any cool stories about a radiology test or procedure that may have influenced or impacted their care in some way?
Sure. I don't have one story. I have many stories, and I'm not going to elaborate on all of them, but just essentially the spark notes of it would be just the screening exams that we provide here at SMC are state-of-the-art. As we always talk about, I talked about a little bit last month with Mammo Month, early detection is the best care for all patients, provides,
right.
Gives the providers the best chance and improves the prognosis greatly.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you one more time to do this for me, David. The services that you offer at the radiology department, hit me with those services one more time.
Yep. So we offer you general radiography. So that would be your, typical x-rays.
Yeah.
CT, mammography, DEXA, which is your bone density, ultrasound, nuclear medicine. We offer echocardiograms, and then we have MRI and PET here various times throughout the week.
Okay. So a number of those. Have any of those since your mom told you to go into medicine way back when until now, what has been the advancement of some of those services, or some of those maybe even completely new? I don't know. What's been the advancement of some of those?
Yeah, so obviously radiology works within the technological field, so
sure.
Technology is rapidly changing day after day. Image quality has greatly improved over the last 10, 5, even, last 3 years. They continue to bring AI into the mix a little bit too, which helps us a little bit on our side, but also is helping the radiologist with reading the exams and trying to just get another set of eyes on different images and stuff like that too. So it's really cool field that we live in. We always have to be ready for the change, and we always kind of want the change because, with those advancements comes patient care improvement.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So what role does it play? And one of the most common things we hear a lot about, David, is cancer. What role does radiology overall play in that?
Yeah. So, I mean, I kind of like to think of it as we're the eyes for the providers, for the radiologists, to really help them build a roadmap in detecting, or in the treatment, in the detecting of those different types of cancers, whether that be, you know, brain, breast, liver, bone, all the different types of cancers. We really provide a roadmap. We get the set of images that they obviously want, and really paint the picture for our providers and radiologists.
Okay. By the way, we are visiting with David Terry. David is the director of radiology at Shenandoah Medical Center, and been in that role for a while. So one of the things that many times, if you're going to have a blood draw, sometimes you need to come fasting. Colonoscopy has a whole set of things that you have to do to prepare for that. Is there certain something that I need to do if I'm going to have a radiology appointment? Is there like a prep for that, or how do I get prepared for that procedure? Or is there anything at all?
Yeah, so we have a lot of different tips and tricks to, you know, obviously prepare our patients for our imaging exams, and then to try to reduce the anxiety and stress of those procedures. Kind of each modality that we kind of talked about a little bit there, our services, has its own specific protocol set up for each exam. But the most common one is we generally don't like metal in any of our imaging.
Yeah.
So if patients can, you know, dress prepared for that as best they can, you know, obviously. And then another one is a lot of these exams, I mean, minus probably the ultrasound, the nuclear medicine, a lot of these exams are super quick. Patients aren't on the table for more than 10 to 15 minutes. You know, obviously there are some exams that do take a little bit longer.
Right.
But I think a lot of the times, yeah, the misconception is that patients think they're going to be here all day with us, or they're going to have to lay on a hard table all day. And, you know, we talked about the advancements and stuff like that. Obviously, that's not the case anymore today. We've really been able to improve our timeliness and being able to get patients in and out the door. We don't have to take up their entire day.
Like you say, for the most part, we'll say, for the most part, it's quick. You're in and out.
Yeah.
Get the exam and off you go. There are a few exceptions. What about people being anxious or nervous about the whole procedure? What can you do there?
Yeah, obviously, you know, we have a lot of people that, or a lot of patients that do their research ahead of time. They hop on the Google there and gives them a brief detail of what the exam might entail. So, you know, obviously, if there's any questions or anything like that, you can reach out to us. We'd be happy to answer those questions, try to relieve as much stress as possible. You know, obviously, when we're talking about the word cancer or anything like that, it's really tough to reduce that anxiety and stress. But I think we just want listeners and patients to know that we're here for you. SMC's here, and we'd be happy to help answer any questions or try to reduce any of that stress or anxiety.
Okay, absolutely. Yeah, sometimes when you're looking at those diagnoses, you're going to be anxious anyway.
But, yeah, for sure.
It is part of the process, and again, like you say, you do everything you can to help reduce some of the stress and anxiety that many people feel when they're having those exams. So you mentioned that there's some planning going on. You have events coming up, or what's going on at SMC?
Later this month, it's going to be actually next week on November 20th, we're going to be offering free low-dose CTs to patients who qualify.
Okay.
That low-dose CT is just essentially a CT using a lower dose, and it helps with early detection of lung cancers, primarily for tobacco users, former and current.
Okay. How do I participate in that? Do I sign up? Do I talk to my doctor? How do I utilize that service?
For sure. So we have kind of two different ways we're utilizing that service next Thursday, November 20th. We're going to accept walk-ins, so you would check in at the front. I think they're going to be doing it over in the Cancer Center.
Okay.
You're going to meet with Amanda Smith, and they're going to determine whether or not you're eligible for this exam.
Okay.
Now, once you've been deemed eligible, then you'll get that scan with us, that CT scan, which takes, you know, 5 to 10 minutes, closer to 5 minutes. And then we will get the results off, and we'll have some results for you. And be free of charge, no cost.
What do you, when you say qualifying factors, what are some of those, or do you know those off the top of your head?
Yeah, for sure. So you're going to be within the age of 50 to 80. You'll have to have more than a 20-pack history. So if you smoked one pack of cigarettes a day for 20 years, that would be 20 years, your 20-pack years.
You betcha.
Another example would be if you smoke two packs a day for 10 years and you're within that age group.
Gotcha.
You would qualify. And then we also, you have to have quit. If you are a former smoker within the last 15 years, you would also qualify if you, you know, obviously met that pack years and that age group.
Gotcha. Okay. So a couple of things to consider there, but that's coming. Now this is, tell me that date again, David.
Yep. It's going to be next Thursday, November 20th, and we're going to run it all day long.
Okay. Do I need to... You say you take walk-ins, but do you take appointments as well?
Yep. We can certainly do that.
Okay. How do I do that? How do I make an appointment?
Sure. You can reach out to our schedulers at 712-246-7400.
Okay. 712-246-7400, the number to call.
Yep, and they'll get you hooked up and get you set up with an appointment with Amanda, and then they'll kind of go over that eligibility with those patients.
Gotcha. Hey, you know, the other thing is you have a great website, smchospital.com, that has overall, generally a lot of great information available there as well.
Yes, it does.
So you also have social.
Yep, our Facebook page. So we've been kind of posting about this event next Thursday. On our Facebook page, I believe it's got the criteria on that, that posting as well. So if you have any questions about that, you can always refer back to that as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. David Terry with me, Director of Radiology at Shenandoah Medical Center, SMC, smchospital.com, 712-246-7400 is the number. Or many times, if you just find that number on the website, you can call and start asking questions in. You'll get in the right area. They'll get you to the right person. So it doesn't have to be too complicated. They can get you there. So, Dave, when you're not taking care of people at the hospital, what do you do for fun? What are your hobbies?
I do for fun. Well, I have two kids at home, so they take up quite a bit of my time.
How old are they?
I also serve as the assistant basketball coach here on the high school team here in Shenandoah. So we're getting ready next week to get after it.
How's the team looking?
We're looking good. We have Coach Buttery back or on staff now, new to us.
Uh-huh.
We're really excited for what he's going to bring to the team, and I think the fellas are really around what he wants to do. So we're excited.
You're busy then. I mean, how old are your kids?
I have a 5 and 3-year-old.
Oh yeah, you're busy. 5 and a 3-year-old, and you coach high school basketball. You got right now, especially David. There's plenty to keep yourself busy. That's for sure. So,
yes, I like it.
What's the best part of your day at the hospital? Taking care of people.
I would say taking care of patients with the staff that we have here at SMC. You know, everybody wants to talk about how good you have it, and I think I have it really, really good here. So I love being here. I love working with the staff that we have and taking care of our patients.
Very cool, David Terry, with me. Anything else, David? We need to talk about.
I don't have any unless you have something.
No, make that appointment. I want you one more time, and I hope it's not redundant, but one more time, tell me the date and how I can make my appointment for this low-dose CT scan.
Yep, low-dose CTs. Next Thursday, November 20th, we're going to do it all day. And then we're going to accept walk-ins. So if you think you meet criteria, you're very interested, we will accept walk-ins. Come to, you know, our front clinic doors. We'll get you where you need to be. If you want to reach out ahead of time, try to make an appointment, we can certainly do that as well by calling 712-246-7400.
Very good. Make it a great day. I appreciate your time, David. Hope you enjoy the sunshine today.
Hey, you too, Aaron. Thanks so much.
Take care. David Terry with me again, the Director of Radiology at Shenandoah Medical Center. And our thanks to Mr. Terry for his time this morning.
Let's see what's happening with the weather in Sunshine Country. This report brought to you by John's Heating and